Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. I am Tim Dillon. We are back here in the studio. Coming at you from Hollywood, California. I drove in today from an undisclosed location from a bunker where I will be returning to until everything calms down. When and if. I don't know that LA or New York City is going to be my home base in 6 months or a year. I don't know. I might just go and find a place to go and put a microphone there. And that might be the reality. I don't know what's going to happen. Things will, I'm sure, return to some level of, you know. And we got July 4th. We got the Republican convention. We got a summer of rolling riots, probably. Just a boiling hot summer of Sam that's on its way. You know? So, yeah, I know that it's privilege that I don't want to be burned alive. I get it. I know. It's privilege. I don't want to take a rubber bullet to the face. I don't want to get maced. You know, I get it. I understand. You know, I want to continue to draw breath. I know that to some of you, that's a wildly inappropriate position. But that's where I'm at. That's my political ideology. I'd like to stay alive for a little while. That's my stance on everything.
What side are you coming down on?
Life. Watch the... We're going to play for you Bill de Blasio getting introduced at like a protest. And this is the funniest thing ever. And I love like politicians are trying to sing like, you know, Obama sang. And it was a powerful moment. But like... You know, remember he was in the church and he sang Amazing Grace, but now everything's past singing. And de Blasio's wife, like after he's just booed, de Blasio's wife gets up and she starts to sing, and it's great. Listen to this.
Let us welcome with respect the mayor of New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio. First Lady Sha'Carri McRae. Again, we said respect. We said respect. Say it with me, respect. 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 Respect.
Nothing. Bombing. Bombing. She thought that was going to be a good opener.
Yeah.
She's like, power to the people. She thought everybody like in unison was going to be like, power to the people. Yeah. And everybody's like, we are sick of hearing you motherfuckers sing. Sick of politicians getting out in front of us and singing. Power to the people. And you could tell, like, as soon as it didn't land, she was like, oh, boy. It's the same thing a comic deals with when you go out on stage and you throw out something that you really think is brilliant. Like, you think something's really going to hit, and then it doesn't, and you're like, okay. I got to retool. We got a real tough crowd out there. Real tough crowd. Bill de Blasio is a... tremendously unpopular guy. What's great now is that a lot of these politicians are hated by both the extremes on the left and the right. They're just hated by everybody, pretty much, you know? Because if de Blasio doesn't abolish the police and replace them with social workers, which is what people on Twitter want to do, he's a Nazi.
Right.
And on the other side, if de Blasio doesn't call in the National Guard and shoot everybody in the face that has a Black Lives Matter shirt, he's a pussy on the other side. So you have two incredibly reasonable groups of people right now in the public square. People that think that all police should be replaced by and what is social work? Let's be very honest about what social work is. It is usually a white woman who shows up at your house and she sits down with you for an hour and they talk about how fucked you are. That's social work. So they want police replaced by those people. Mm-hmm. Okay. A bunch of Karens out there with clipboards being like, oh my God, where did he burn you with the cigarette? It's not good. You don't have to take that. And on the other side, you have people that, you know, want the military to come down the street with tanks and just start. Yeah, I mean, you gotta see what some of these people want, you know? People on Facebook are just like, put these animals down. You know, my aunt on Facebook is like, just put them down. Her last post was a recipe for a cake that she liked, you know? Fucking, you scroll down a little bit. She's like, just put him down, God damn it. So those are the two extremes you have now. And in the middle is JP Morgan Chase going, hey, you know, I had a great tweet people liked where it's like, this will be a commercial where you will see a guy throw a brick and then it'll be caught by somebody who works at JP Morgan. And it'll go like this. It'll be like, you know, you'll see the brick fly and the brick lands, and then the person who catches it stacks it on top of more bricks. Mm-hmm. And then you see those bricks become a house, and it goes, JP Morgan Chase wants to build a better world starting with you. Inquire about our loan programs now. They're going to have the Black Lives Matter mortgage soon, JP Morgan Chase. Don't worry. Citibank's going to have the BLM mortgage, low interest rate, interest-only balloon subprime mortgage. They're going to try to sling to people in the inner cities. They're going to call it the equality mortgage. That's what they're going to do. Come today and get your equality loan. That's what corporate America is just trying to figure out. How do we profit off things burning down? There's something funny about that idea because there's people right now in boardrooms going, how do we market broken glass and tear gas? How do we find the angle that makes people want to buy and consume? What about this makes people want more of something? How do we target the demo? Okay, so the city's on fire, and we're inching towards a civil war. In that climate, how do we tell people now more than ever it's important to get a home equity line of credit? Because we feel that to really fight equality, you should get a home equity line of credit. But, you know, that's their gig. That's their job. I get it. You know, these are not, corporations don't have souls. You know, they don't have a conscience. There's no morality. They're just trying to figure out how to make a buck. And this is not an easy time to make a buck. This ain't an easy time to hand out samples at Trader Joe's. Have you tried the sun-dried tomato? Have you? Hi, how are you? Are you coming from the demonstration? Do you need water for your eyes? Get them some water. I think there's something wrong with you. Where did the bullet hit you? Have you tried the sun-dried tomato? It's very similar to the traditional hummus. I don't like sun-dried tomatoes because they're usually overpowering, but this, it's just kissed by it. It's kissed by the sun-dried tomato. Try it. Put your mask on. Try it. Put your mask on. Okay, you're a vector of disease as well as a hero. As well as a freedom fighter, you are a vector of disease. Put the mask on. How do you sell shit? We got pandemics. We got a civil war. How do you just get out there and prospect right now? Very tough. Very tough to go out there and try to, you know, try to get the people to see things your way. But these corporations are trying. God love them. They're trying. They gotta, right? I mean, we got to do business. I know, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear that. But we got to eventually get back to business. I'm starting to think the lockdown was a mistake. I'm starting to think the 3 months of telling people to not see any other people and to spend 23 hours a day online might have been an issue. That might not have been the way to do it. It was a social experiment. It was a fun social experiment because what it was is I'm not minimizing the 50 years of racism, wealth inequality, state-sponsored terrorism. None of that is being minimized here. But what was the cherry on top of that sundae was telling people that they couldn't earn money and they had to lock themselves inside and not see or touch any other human beings. It was a real acceleration of a lot of the things that I had previously mentioned in the sentence, which I'm not ignoring at all, by the way. I don't think that, like, the lockdown was the reason for this, but it certainly didn't affect people's psyche in a positive way. Can we say that? Can we agree to that? That we didn't come out of this stronger than before? You know? Remember when the lockdown started, people were like, we're going to come out of it stronger. We're going to come out of it. And then just the sound of explosions and gunshots, you know? How's that work out for anybody? Did we come out of it stronger? I don't think so. Does it seem like we came out of it stronger? And it is hypocritical. It is hypocritical to tell a bunch of people that came out to protest the fact that they had lost their health insurance and their jobs. It is hypocritical to say, you're killing people. You're killing old people and immunocompromised people. And then to just completely green light mass demonstrations in a pandemic that supposedly is just killing people and overwhelming healthcare systems. It is hypocritical to call one group of people terrorists and just give the green light to the other group of people. And all of the celebrities and the people that live in, you know, very wealthy gated enclaves behind gates and they live in mansions are all like, yeah, fuck the lockdown. And then they turn around and they're like, you get out there and you fucking march. You march. And it's like, wait a minute. People's heads start spinning. You know, doesn't mean that protests aren't valid or that the cops aren't out of fucking control, but it means that, like, you know, there's got to be some logical consistency where you go, wait a minute, what happened to coronavirus? Well, coronavirus came back, by the way. George Floyd died of coronavirus. That's what they're saying. They're saying he had coronavirus. They're saying George Floyd had COVID-19, which I predicted on the show. Of course. Of course they're, yes. And they want to just go through a few other things. The Twin Towers fell from coronavirus. The mortgage crisis in 08, the financial crisis, was due largely to a wet market in Wuhan, China. Most of the people that had been shot in the last year by police, unarmed black people, all had COVID-19 in their system. In fact, many of the Epstein victims that nobody has found, we've done a private examination on many of them. Many of them died from COVID-19. Don't worry about it. Not, you know, God, this COVID-19 is powerful. It's just killing everybody. Everything the government doesn't want to admit to, coronavirus. I bet Epstein had COVID-19. Can we get an autopsy of Epstein? I guarantee you he did not die from asphyxiation. I am almost positive he died from coronavirus. Can we find that out, please? I guarantee it. How sad. I bet Michael Hastings died of coronavirus, and that's why he couldn't control his car when it, you know, went into that tree in the middle of Hollywood. I bet it was COVID-19. It's all COVID-19. It's all coronavirus, baby. It's like 10-10 wins, all news all the time. You know, The United States government, all COVID-19 all the time. And it's like, do you think it might have had to do with the police, the boot on the guy's neck? For what? Cash in a fake check? They should barely respond to cashing a fake check. Who cares? Start responding to violent crime. If you're not going to prosecute white-collar crime when it's done by these fucks on Wall Street, let fucking a few people have a little fun in Minnesota, cash a fake check. You know? Who gives a fuck? The guy's trying to cash a fake $20 check, if that's even the truth. And they're treating him like he's Osama bin Laden. And they're sending in a fucking crack team of people to subdue the guy. And it says, yeah, it says here. So now we got these four officers. Watch when they all die of COVID-19. Like George Floyd has given the four officers coronavirus and they are all dead now. They all faced charges. I bit the side of my mouth and it's been horrible for the last 4 days. I don't know what to do. I've been brushing my teeth and I've been gargling with solution and some bullshit. I guess I'll take some ibuprofen. I don't know what to do because when you bite the side of your mouth, it gets inflamed and then you continue to bite it. Mm-hmm. And it just becomes a real nightmare. I'm not equating that with the other problems people are going through right now, and I don't want you to think I am. But it's not fun. On May 25th, Floyd visited Cup Foods grocery store in Minneapolis. Well, that's... Cup Foods is not the name of a place you feel... I mean, if you can't use a fake... First of all, who's still accepting... Oh, it's a fake bill. I'm sorry, not fake check.
Fake 20.
Fake $20 bill. Who cares?
Which you can get by accident from someone else if you get change and you don't realize it, you know?
Of course you can. And even if you didn't, it's not a death sentence. Floyd visited Cup Foods grocery store in Minneapolis to buy a pack of cigarettes. A store employee believed the bill he used to be counterfeit and reported it to the police. Do they get in trouble if they take counterfeit money?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. The store owner, Mike Abumialala. That's his name. Mike Abumialala told NBC he was not at work the day of the incident, but that his employees told him that Floyd initially came into the store with a man and a woman. The man tried to use what an employee suspected was a fake bill, which the employee caught and gave it back to the man. Abumialala, yalale, said Ford returned to the store about 10 minutes later and tried to use a suspicious $20 bill to make a purchase. The employee didn't realize at first, but when they did, they followed protocol and called the police. And then what happened? In the call to 911, the employee told the operator that he asked Floyd for the cigarettes back, but he doesn't want to do that. The employee claimed Floyd was awfully drunk and not in control of himself. Floyd was near the store, sitting in a car with two other people when the police arrived. They were responding to a report of a forgery in progress, which, by the way, I mean, could anything seem less dire than a forgery in progress? You know? Like, there's somebody with a counterfeit bill. Get him! Take him down! It's got a counterfeit $20 bill!
Right.
Do you know the havoc he could cause in society with a fake 20?
Yeah.
He might go to Carl's Jr. The police department said a physical altercation between the officers and Floyd unfolded after Floyd got out of the car. When the officers approached the car, one of them, Thomas Lane, began speaking with Floyd. He pulled his gun out and pointed it at Mr. Floyd's open window. Lovely. Go right for the gun. This is policing in America, right for the gun. Mm-hmm. And I, listen, man, when I was in Manhattan Beach and that cop was like, get on the other fucking side. You could see that a lot of these police, not all of them, there are good police, but there are also good people in ISIS. And I'm not saying that the police are ISIS, but there's good everybody. That's like not an argument. That's not an argument. There's good people. Yeah, there's good people in ISIS.
Yeah.
There's a guy in ISIS whose fucking nephew got blown up while he was playing soccer, and he just wants revenge. Mm. And it doesn't make him a bad person. You know what I mean? I refuse to buy into the binary that's created by the fucking media and our government. I don't, you know, it is what it is. There's good people, you know, in most organizations. Truly, you know? So he pulled his gun out and pointed it at Mr. Floyd's open window. But the cops have got to calm down here. We got to calm down. Everybody all the time is ready to pull the gun out, put the gun in someone's face. And this is why these lockdowns, again, you hand over a bunch of power to the federal government. You tell people to become rats and you call the cops on each other. The government of California encouraged people to rat on people that weren't social distancing. Mm-hmm. And then where do you think all this shit comes from? The cell phone videos, taping people, fucking look at this person's doing something wrong and I've got it on my phone. We're creating a nation of rats who are calling the cops. They're cop callers and rats. And they're filming people doing things in their private fucking life. And this was requested by the mayor of Los Angeles. Okay? The prosecutors say Lane put the gun away once Floyd put his hands on the steering wheel, but put his hands down. We've all watched this video, by the way. Floyd is not resisting at all. There is really no resistance in the video. From the video that I saw, Floyd then actively resisted being handcuffed, the statement reads. When the officers tried to bring Floyd to their cruiser, he stiffened up, fell to the ground, and told the officers he was claustrophobic, the report states. So, kill him? I mean, I don't understand. So put your boot on his neck. The police account has come in contact with at least one witness. Yeah.
So then Chauvin arrived later.
Who's Chauvin? Chauvin?
Derek Chauvin?
Derek Chauvin is the guy who's being charged with second-degree murder. Mm. Chauvin arrived on the scene shortly after to help the police officers in getting Floyd into the police cruiser. The report said Chauvin pulled Floyd out of the vehicle, causing him to fall to the ground. He laid on the ground face down and still handcuffed. That's when onlookers began to record cell phone video. So the guy's on the ground and he's in handcuffs. And somehow he is still a threat worthy of putting your boot on his neck, cutting his air supply off, and then the guy died. I mean, it's inhuman to defend this behavior by the police, by the way. It's inhuman. My stomach hurts. My neck hurts. Please, please, I can't breathe. Okay? This is what he's calling out. He's also calling out for his mother. Okay? I mean, the guy knows he's about to die. And the cops stand there and watch a guy get murdered in the street for buying a pack of cigarettes with a counterfeit $20 bill. You know? So, you know, I think that looting and violence, I think violence is like a virus that just is going to spread and you're not going to be able to control it or contain it. And a lot of the practitioners of it are people that don't want a more equal and just society. They want to take an advantage of an already bad situation, right? I've said that. And I think violence also leads to more state violence, right? That's just what happens. But I'm completely aware of why the anger has risen to the point of violence. And you can be too if you watch that video. If you watch that video, you can understand why people have had enough and they've gotten to the point where they're just basically like, hey, fuck this shit. You know? I mean that, and if you don't have that reaction when you watch that video, there's something wrong with you. If you don't automatically feel like, what the fuck, you know? Folks, as you adapt to the changing world, we're all going to be buying more stuff online, you know? If you're an e-commerce seller, are you ready to meet the demands of our new delivery culture? Because nobody can go outside now, you know? Whether it's coronavirus, rubber bullets, tear gas, you know? I mean, it's just different now, you know? Climate change feels fun compared to what else is going on. But if you really want to buy shit, or even more importantly, sell it, if you're a seller, be ready with ShipStation. Why ShipStation? When you're selling online, getting a lot of orders out fast can be tough. How do you keep track of who gets what? Which shipping carrier should you use? Are you hitting the best rates? Are you getting the best rates? That's why you need ShipStation.com. This is a fast, easy, affordable way to manage and ship your orders. A few clicks and you'll be managing your orders, printing out labels, and getting your products to happy customers. ShipStation makes it easy, okay? It's easy to do. You're going to need to start an online business. If you're broke and you've got a talent, sketching, drawing, knitting, crocheting, painting, whatever it is, if you're a craftsman, if you make things, woodworking, whatever you fucking do, you make a table, anything you need to ship, ShipStation can help you. They help online sellers of any size get orders, get out quickly, so you can be big or small, it doesn't matter. And no matter what you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation brings all orders into one simple interface, making them really easy to manage from any device, even your cell phone. So if you're trying to start an e-commerce business, which is how a lot of people are making money, if you're actually trying to do it, you say to yourself, like, I got something, I can do something, there's a way for me to ship something, then this is the way to do it. This is the easiest way to do this, especially now. Okay, it's the number one choice of online sellers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. And right now, the Tim Dillon Show listeners can try ShipStation free for 60 days when you use the code Tim Dillon, T-I-M-D-I-L-L-O-N. That's ShipStation, ShipStation.com today. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Tim Dillon. Do not forget the code. You can try it free. Make ship happen. Fun little thing they did there. But the reality is, if you are in the business or you're in the market of selling things online and you're going to have some type of, you know, some type of business, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to figure out a way to keep it organized. You'll get over your head very quickly. I've had friends try to do this and they fail because they get in over their head very quickly and they're unable to manage their orders and they're unable to make sure everything's executed properly. And that's what you want to do. You want to cut costs. This is not expensive. It's an inexpensive service and it scales up depending on how much you're doing. If you're not doing a lot, it won't scale up. And if you're doing a lot more, it'll scale up, but you can scale it down anytime. So, okay, it's not, you know, it's a monthly rate. It's not per shipment. So it's for people that want to start doing business, want to take that side hustle or hobby that you have and make it into something real. A lot of people have lost money right now. And a lot of people have talents. You can buy. Rich people still want to buy shit. They still want to buy things. Make a little thing. Make a bird feeder. They still want to buy things. Make a riot glasses for them. Like glasses where they can see the riots. And, you know, and they're rubber bulletproof. And start making COVID masks. I don't know. Make trendy. Get into it. You know, fun gun holsters. I don't know where it's headed out there. But little craftsy, shitty things. And you sell them. It's nice. People buy them. You know, maybe you're really a good carpenter and you want to just start, you know, putting that stuff out. Maybe you independently produced a book and you want to ship books. Who knows? Who cares? You just got to ship something. Ship it. Ship it now. Sell something to someone. Start selling your items in your home. Start selling them. Get rid of them. You know, you don't have to do like the people in the Philippines sell the kids. You can just sell items. You got a nice old toaster? Sell that. There's somebody with a mid-century modern home that's going to want an old orange toaster. And maybe you have it. Not everyone in the Philippines is doing that. It's just you read articles. It is what it is. The point is this. This is the reality of what the world is. You have to earn a little bit of money, okay? Sell it. ShipStation.com. Enter the code Tim Dillon, T-I-M-D-I-L-L-O-N, folks. You can do this. You can start bringing in a little extra income. Just walk around your house going, what don't I need? Put it in a box. You know, you could go and get shit and sell it online, make a lot of money. Go to yard sales. Go buy that shit, sell it online. Mm-hmm. Maybe you open up like a weird little vintage. I sell vintage kitchen shit. You hunt for trash. My mother used to drive around the neighborhood in a big van putting garbage in her van. She never did anything with it. She should have. But they didn't have ShipStation. Mm-hmm. Okay? But those are the types of things you can hunt for cool shit and then resell it at a marked up price. Or you could make stuff and resell it. Doesn't matter what you do. You know, make COVID masks, you know, with the Confederate flag on them or something, you know? Just so that racists can go out and go, I take it seriously. I don't know. I'm just telling you these are the groups out there that, that may be underserved. The racists who are still taking COVID seriously is probably an underserved market. It's probably not a huge overlap. But hey, I'm sure they're buyers. ShipStation.com, check it out. Earn extra money. God, I hate bad cologne. It's the worst thing in the world. And I love Hawthorne. Hawthorne helps elevate your scent because they design it for you. It's an entire line of personalized colognes and grooming products for guys. Smelling good is important. Hawthorne smells really, really good, and they make the process of finding and buying your signature scent easy. You take a quiz as Hawthorne. It takes about 2 minutes, and it tells you exactly which products match your style. In order to come up with a perfect kit for you, they'll ask all the usual questions about your skin type and how often you wash your hair. But they'll also tailor your products to where you work and what you do for fun. Then they'll match your scent to your lifestyle. Hey, I loot. I riot. Great. No problem. They'll figure it out. Hawthorne, hey, I'm a racist cop. That's fine. They have it all. None of the gross chemicals you get in the store-bought stuff, and now they offer personalized skincare. Face cleanser and face lotion tailored to your specific needs. Hawthorne is totally risk-free. Free shipping and free returns. Get the complete kit and never run out again. Okay? I'm telling you. So much better than buying a one-size-all cologne from a department store that now you can't because it's burned down anyway. Online is the future, folks. It's got. I've gotten a face cleanser, deodorant, shampoo, body wash, lotion. They're all pretty cool. They ask you a few questions. You guys figure it out. They have a cool, you know, they have a cool way to match whatever scents you want. Like, I wanted my lotion to be Marlboro Light, to smell like a Marlboro Light. And they've done that for me, and that's great. It's very important. Body wash, some people might want hot dog water. Some people might want lavender. It's up to you. You make the choice. You want to get out there and get fucked, you got to work with your own pheromones, your own, you know, you got to tailor it. Tailor it. Tailor it up. Make it your own. Make your smell nice, but also you. Unique. People are like, oh my God, what is that? Smells great. What is that? It's Marlboro Light. Is someone smoking? No, it's my lotion from Hawthorne. That's Hawthorne.co, HAWTHORNE.co. And use my code TIM to get 10% off your purchase. Hawthorne.co. Try it today. It was a bad idea after 9/11 to give every cop in America the idea that they were part of the Homeland Security Department. It was a bad idea to convince everybody that had any type of job that required security that they were, you know, essential and that they were, you know, they weren't able to be questioned and that they were the final say on every matter. You know, whether it's you walk around Manhattan and there are doormen that have that attitude. I mean, there are, you know, transit cops that have that attitude. You know, everybody seems to have the attitude that they are the only thing standing between, you know, the George Floyd's fucking $20 bill is the only thing standing between, you know, the collapse of the financial system. You know, they're treating this guy like he's the biggest threat ever. And they wouldn't have done it to a white guy. They just really wouldn't have, you know, that's just the way it is. I'm telling you, they would not have done it to a white guy that way. You know, the white guy would have had to behave in a manner that was so dangerous. You know, school shooters get walked out of schools where they just shot 9 people in the face. White school shooters get walked out of school like they're petting their heads. The cops are petting their heads as they walk out. They're singing to them. Silent night, holy night. They pray with the school shooter. The cops take the school shooter out. They all get on their knees, start praying with them. Now let us pray. Now you're a bad boy. You've been a bad boy, and you might have to do 4 years in prison. I mean, these kids just shot, you know, 12 people in the face. While they were eating lunch, eating sloppy joes, a kid gets a bullet in the head, and the cops walk the guy out. There's not a scratch on him. Well, Tim, the school shooters always surrender. It's like, well, I bet that's not true. And I also bet that there's a better way to handle somebody who's resisting than to put a boot on their neck for 9 minutes until they die, by the way. But it's just true. It's just, you know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I've had interactions with cops that have gone the wrong way. Yeah, I mean, I think I famously talked about the one where they thought I shit myself. I mean, that got me out of it because I had sat in steak sauce. Cops pulled me over. They thought I was smoking pot. I was in the passenger seat of a car. I got out, and I just had brown all over my pants because it was Smith & Wolinsky steak sauce, and all the cops were taking cell phone videos of me because they thought I shit myself. By the way, they thought I shit myself because I was afraid of them. Yeah. They delighted in that, and they wanted to show all their fucking loser cop friends, look, we terrified a guy so much he shit himself. First of all, hey, pigs out there, I shit myself often, and it has nothing to do with you, by the way. Okay? My system just evacuates when need be. Has nothing to do with you. So, and not all cops are pigs, but there's some bad ones out there, you know? Some real, real ruffians. And they were standing there taking cell phone cameras at me because they wanted to show other people, like, this guy shit himself because he was so terrified of us because he was sitting in the passenger seat of a car and maybe was smoking a joint in the passenger seat of a car, okay? And that's, you know, one of the many interactions that I've had with police. But I was a criminal. Like, all the interactions I've had with cops, and I was rarely arrested, and I would get pulled over. A cop would go, license, registration, and insurance. And I would literally look at him. I'd be smoking a butt. I'd go, I don't have any of that. I don't have any of that, sir. I don't, what? They go, Mr. Dillon, your license has been suspended about 20 times. I go, yeah. It's about that, isn't it? They're like, you shouldn't be driving. I'm like, I know. But I got to go to work. You know? And that's you know, and then once or twice they put me in jail, but a lot of cops were like, all right, hey, listen, you got your buddy in the car, let him drive. Or a cop will go, listen, don't be around this area anymore. Just get out of here. I'm not going to bring you in, but hey, don't come back here. You know, how many black people get that chance? How many black people get the chance where they go, hey, buddy, I know you're driving an uninsured vehicle with no license. Your license has actually been suspended 20 times and is suspended currently. But just get out of here, you knucklehead. You silly goose. You're a silly goose. So I get it. You know? I mean, I knew a kid. This is a kid I used to do comedy with in Long Island. Fought like nine cops. You know, like the judge said to him, he was sensing him. The judge was like, listen, it's clear that you're a good guy. That's what he said to the guy. It's clear you're a good dude. You know, my friend was in a courtroom, like watching this happen. The judge is like, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has problems, you know? Everybody, you know? And then the guy is like, does zero jail time. He fought eight cops. Didn't get shot. Did zero jail time. I read about a football team in Greenwich, Connecticut. There was like a fight. The football team, this was years ago, but it was maybe in Darien, Connecticut, football team fight, Connecticut, whatever. They break in to the dude's house. It's like a party. They break in, which is a home invasion, or somebody lets them in. And yeah, there you go. Fight between New Canaan and go, no, go back. So, one, they, like, break into the guy's house. One kid holds him down. The other kid, like, beats the shit out of him. Okay? And then when the judge is sensing this guy, he's like, hey, man, you got a bright future. It's in the fucking, I followed the case a little bit. It's like the judge is sensing the guy, and the judge goes, listen, it pains me to have to give you any time. You got a bright future. All you did was break into this kid's house and beat the shit out of him in his home. You got a Brett. Can you imagine a judge would say that to a black guy who did that? Just broke into a house, started beating the shit out of a white kid in fucking New Canaan, Connecticut. The judge going, hey, everybody. You know? I mean, it's different. It doesn't mean it's all race. It doesn't mean the cops don't abuse white people. But I live in Long Island, the home of dirtbag white people. I mean, did you see the Long Island pro? Go and get up the Merrick Long Island response to a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest. They were terrified that Merrick Road would be taken up by protesters and they wouldn't be able to go out and get a sandwich. Watch this. Watch this. Community members here in Merrick and surrounding towns adamantly opposed to Nassau police trying to figure out a way to allow protesters to walk up Merrick. They got kids. By the way, the Merrick people have got kids there. They're like, let's teach our kids how to be racist and apathetic to all of society's problems. Let's bring the, it's like a young kid there. There's a young kid there in fucking slides, like water sandals. Kids in water shoes. The kid's probably in the backyard in the fucking sprinkler, and the parents are like, John, get in the car. There's blacks in our town. We're going to go get them. Get in the car. Mom, I want to play with my friends. Get in the car right now. People want to change things in this country, and we're going to stop them. We're going to stop them. They want to walk down the street with signs and exercise their First Amendment right, their right to speak freely, and their right to assemble and protest. And we got to show them that that shit don't fly in Long Island. Mom, I just kind of want to hang out with Jack's coming over. No, we're going to the protest. Tell all your friends you're going to a race riot with your mother. We're going to a race riot with your mother now. You'll see your friends there. There's enough time in the day for friends. Today's race riot with Mom.
Go West!
Go West!
Go West.
Go West.
This is a peace.
West.
This is
Dennis,
a peace.
Dennis. Dennis!
We have a voice. This is a peace.
Hey, Dennis! Dennis, go West now!
No! No! Get them the hell out of here!
Get them the hell out of here! Get him the hell out of here. Yo, Giacomo, do something. Get him out of here. They're protesting police brutality. Get him out of here. I love that there are kids there. I mean, how sick are you? You bring the kid. Oh. You know, people, I guess, you know, people are just like, listen, this is a historic moment, son. By the way, everybody who's saying maybe they didn't have a babysitter, Long Island people leave their kids home for all kinds of reasons alone all the time. So let's cut it out. That kid was old enough to be left home alone for a little while. It wasn't like a young kid that you had to parent. It was like a kid who clearly could have stayed home, but the parents thought it was a good idea to just go, let's just bring you to race riot. Let's bring it in a peaceful protest that we're trying to turn into a race riot because we got 40 white people out there screaming at them with bandanas, by the way. Now everybody looks like a Blood or a Crip. Like all these white people are wearing bandanas to protect from COVID. So they all have just red bandanas. They look like it's like the Hell's Angels. Looks like a biker gang heading up the street. These masks are terrifying, folks. I hope they fucking work because they're terrifying as fuck. I just love that. Just a bunch of fat people standing outside of Merrick Deli being like, get out. Hey, you. Get out of here. Don't clog up the street. What are you doing? What's your problem? The cops are cops. Yeah, they beat on you with batons. What's the problem? If you don't want to get hit, don't go outside. Like, you got to hear, like, people's... Dude, people in Long Island that defend these police shootings, the logical jumps they have to go through are great. They're like, yeah, what are you outside in a park? You're going to get hit. This was like pre-pandemic, by the way. Yeah. They were just trying to justify anything. They're like, here's the deal. If a cop's beating you, you're in the wrong. That's it. If a cop has got his gun in your face, you've done something wrong. I know that because my brother Larry's a cop.
And Larry tells me these people, they're up to no good. That's why we got to beat them with sticks in the street. Even after they're handcuffed. Even after they pose no threat to everybody. Larry was upset that his wife made him redo the kitchen. They took out all kinds of money, all kinds of loans. You know, kitchen's not being done. So, you know, Larry goes out there with his baton and finds somebody to make pay for that. You know? The Long Island. Listen to this. We surrounded the protesters because we protect all of the Wait, hold on.
That was the police commissioner.
Yeah. Do they have a quote for any of the Long Island people?
Just go west.
Go west. That's good. Hey, go west. You're east now. We agree with everything the police are doing. We don't care. We like the military. We like the Blue Angels. In fact, we think the Blue Angels should go and drop bombs on the protests. That's where they're like, hey, why don't you drop bombs on the protests? Who cares? Do you know how many people in this country would really not care?
They'd love it.
They would love it. If the government just started bombing the protests, yeah. They would think it was great. They would watch it the same way they watched the bombings in Syria. Just eating a breadstick, just chewing on a breadstick, drinking a Coors Light, watching bombs drop like it's an episode of fucking, you know, Ozark. They don't care. And it's not to say that the looting and the rioting, you got to have order. I get it. 100%. You got to do something. You got to prevent criminal activity and behavior and people from like taking advantage of what should be protest. But the Hedges article makes a lot of sense when he says, listen, the language of the state is violence. That's the only language the state speaks is violence. They don't use reason. They don't use rationality. They use violence. They use intimidation. It's what they do. So when you're living in a society where the only language people have learned their entire life is violence, and they respond with violence, again, it is not right. And I don't think it leads anywhere good. But when you look at it and you go, yeah, this is why you're seeing this now, you know? And there's got to be more leadership. And on the side of people that are protesting, and there's got to be demands, and there's got to be reform, and there has to be things. And without those things, it's just an unending journey into chaos. Nobody wants that. I think it ultimately benefits Trump if there's chaos. Usually Republicans win in years when crime rates go up, where there's chaos, or there's incidents like this. But maybe, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, Trump has not handled this well. General Mattis is now going out and criticizing Trump, saying he's violating the Constitution. They want him out, you know? They want him out. It's not sustainable to have this guy as the president. I mean, I know many of you are like, no, but how are the kids going to get freed? What about the kids in the tunnels? Yeah, okay. But let's deal in reality and facts. It's not that sustainable. Like, however you feel about Trump, you have to realize that he's maybe had like a negative effect on the psyche of the country. You have to grant that, right? Like the tweeting and just the emotional, you know, terrorism of every day of like, you know, I mean, this guy, as the country's burning, he's tweeting about how great the stock market's doing. He goes, I think the market's headed back up. Next year is going to be a good one. What? I mean, the guy is completely, he's just tweeting law and order, yeah. Fake news. There's civil war broken out in certain parts of the country. The guy's tweeting fake news. Mattis had a scathing description of Trump's walk to a historic nearby church. And then Pelosi goes and grabs the Bible, by the way. Oh, Pelosi then goes and grabs the Bible. She goes, hey, this idiot did it. This guy, who they all hate, goes and grabs the Bible. They know it's a cheap stunt. And instead of calling it out, they go like this. They go, I'm going to do it. Hold on, I'm going to do it. Let me grab the Bible. This is a woman who gave a tour of her freezer on night 3 of the quarantine when everyone had lost their job. She gave a tour of the different kinds of gelato she had in her freezer, by the way. You know? I mean,
This is a woman who's like, we like the chocolate. I like chocolate. And then, you know, it's great. We take all the gelato. We take all the, after we're done with the Talenti, we go down to the hospital. We let the women use the containers as masks, the nurses. So it's very nice. This episode of the Tim Dillon Show is brought to you by Sheath Underwear. Sheath Underwear is great. It's great as a bathing suit, too, by the way. It's like doubles as a bathing suit. It's amazing. Sheath Underwear, what makes it different is simple. Sheath Underwear has a special two-pouch compartment that keeps your twig and berries from sticking to your inner thigh. It's going to be a hot summer full of bullets and gas. So they're not even farting. I mean tear gas, chemicals. So that's it. That's the idea. It's brilliant, okay? This thing keeps your dick from sticking to the side of your lug. Sheath Underwear is made from a super comfortable blend of modal and spandex. It stretches as you move. It keeps you cool and dry. No bulging, pinching, or sagging. Sheath Underwear cradles your junk like a mama gorilla holding her precious newborn baby. You know how Blade is half human and half vampire, so he gets the best of both worlds. Well, Sheath is like that. Only it's a combination of boxer briefs and jock strap. All of the powers, none of their weaknesses. The idea for Sheath came from its founder, U.S. Army soldier Robert Patton, during his second tour in Iraq. If you see a National Guard guy, say thank you. Thank you for this underwear I'm wearing. If it works in the sun-blasted deserts of Iraq, you know it'll work wherever you live. It's a veteran-owned indie company whose founder is a fan of the show. It's easy. I wear this. They send it to me free. I wear it. It's my new underwear. It's great. It is good, especially if you sweat. It's going to be a brutal summer for many reasons. It's easy, and you get 20% off your first order, okay? It's 100% money-back guarantee, and everybody loves it. Sheathunderwear.com. S-H-E-A-T-H underwear.com. Promo code Tim, T-I-M. You get 20% off your first order. If you get your first order, you'll keep getting it. Because I just keep wearing it now. I'm just not buying any underwear. They send it to me, and I appreciate it. I would buy it, too, if I had to, but I don't because they're a sponsor. But I'm using it, you know? That's the reality. So support the show. Support them. Get Sheath Underwear. It supports you, especially if you do something where you're sweating a lot. If you're an athlete, if you're out there, it's an important thing. Dude, they sent me the Raycon earbuds, and I absolutely love them, okay? They're half the price of any other wireless earbuds on the market. They sound just as amazing as other top audio brands. Everybody loses earbuds, then they try to replace them, and they're $7,000. Their newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are the best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for conference calls or binging podcasts. Unlike some of the other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems to distract anyone during video calls. Guys, even if you have other earbuds, buy these and wait to lose the other ones. Because when you lose the other ones, you'll use these and you'll never use anyone's again. It was founded by Ray J. Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, Melissa Etheridge, Brandy, J.R. Smith are obsessed with Raycons. Everybody uses them. I use them. It's easy to get them. Raycon.com. If you go to buy Raycon, buyrayconcom.com/Tim, T-I-M. That's buyraycon.com/Tim. You get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. I mean, these are really, they're as good, if not better than the Apple ones, and they're so much less money. So, you know, you need wireless earbuds now. You can't have the wire. If you have the wire in, you might as well be homeless. Walking in somewhere right now with a wire attached to an earbud is basically saying, hi, I'm a homeless person, and I'm diseased. Hello. You got to have a wireless earbud. That is 100% what you have to do. There is absolutely no way around it. You got to have a wireless earbud in your ear. And the Apple ones are too fucking expensive. And Apple's a cult. Who cares? You know, you lose them. There's just, you know, the insurance doesn't cover anything. It's all a problem over there, you know? Raycon wireless earbuds. So buy raycon.com/TIM. They're bananas. But we got to calm it down. We got to rein it in. That seems to be because it's just going to get worse and it's going to spiral out of control, you know? I'm not trying to get a rubber bullet in the face. I'm not trying to get tear gas in the face here. You know? I mean, it just seems like these things are exponentially the violence is next level. Cops are getting shot and stabbed. protesters. I mean, cops are in certain areas of the country handling this very poorly. And they're firing rubber bullets at like peaceful protesters. And they are shooting tear gas at peaceful protest. It's a death spiral is what it is. So unless somebody stops it, and then there are people that are on Twitter cheering it for it to continue. They're like, God, burn it down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're on Twitter. And I'm like, you're next. You're going to burn down. There was a comic. I won't say his name. He tweeted, I swear to God, this is when these virtue signaling people, they trip over their own feet. A comic goes, me and my wife went to go look at a house in Connecticut. The next door neighbor had two Confederate flags in the window. We didn't even get out. We just drove home. You're looking at a house in Connecticut, huh? And you're not the enemy? You don't think you're going to be the enemy? And why are you going to Connecticut? Why are you leaving the city? Has something happened? So you do have to realize at a certain point, no matter how woke you want to seem, no matter how, you're the enemy. You will become the enemy because violence doesn't have a rationale. You know, the point of torture, Jane Mayer said it when we were torturing people. Remember that 8 years ago? Jane Mayer, she was either quoting somebody or she said this. She might have been quoting someone. She goes, the point of torture is always torture. Okay? And that's really, the point of violence is violence. Like, it has its own rationale, and it spreads, and it's not logical, and what happens is you basically just, you know, you become an animal. And the type of state-sanctioned violence that we see is very organized, but it's no less animalistic. It's, you know, no less brutal. So when you're just going out there and you're hurting innocent people, and you're destroying small businesses, some of them owned by minorities, and you're just, you know, going out there and using violence, it will lead to more violence. And then we're just, again, we're living in, and to me, I don't understand why so many people are fetishizing that idea. The idea of just and I think it's because they don't know anything about violence and they're like live in a video game and they don't have any respect for it. And they think they can direct, it's like a force they think they can direct. They think like, well, if we unleash this violence, we can direct it to the means that we find appropriate. We think that this violence can be used to, and it's like, but that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. Look at any of these videos of these white people like cheering on the riots, and then bricks come through their windows, and they're like, "We're on your side. No, we're good. We're the good ones." And it's like, no. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. It's out. Chaos is chaos. And if you want to live in that world, and a lot of the people that are like abolish the police will not do well in a Mad Max scenario because they're immunocompromised and they're 97 pounds, okay? Where are you going to get your green hair dye without a civil society, okay? So I don't think this ends, again, with a fat woman with green hair as the president. Antifa takes over. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
Antifa takes over. How hilarious would that be? Like somehow they, like maybe everything's a lie and our military does suck.
Yeah.
Like they can't do anything. We just hear how great they are, but let's say they just aren't that great. Obviously we know that they'll just use weaponry from the skies. But let's say none of that works and somehow Antifa succeeds. Because the conservatives are pretending Antifa's like, Antifa will do you want them running the country? It would just be hilarious if like they, you know, the country was now being run by just gangly, you know, mainly white, pale, malnourished, vitamin D deficient, like guys that didn't get the Montreal Comedy Festival. Like failed comics and slam poets with purple hair are now running the country. That would be great. The Fox News has to come back on the air and they'd be like, in a stunning, in a really surprising development, Antifa has defeated what was the United States military. They are now running the country. Antifa has fired the military and they are now replacing it with a security force of mainly theater kids who grew embittered at the lack of opportunity in the entertainment business and became volatile and radical whilst living with roommates in their late 30s. They will now be the security force of the country. Angry failed theater kids are now running around. I mean, it'd be amazing. Like, instead of the Blue Angels, instead of the flyover over the Super Bowl, just like a bunch of Antifa just runs through and everyone in the crowd's like, I guess they're running it now. Okay, well, all right, USA, just a bunch of like malnourished kids. USA, just black backpacks on.
Yeah.
People are like, you can take your masks off. You run everything now. They're like, we like the masks. They have acne. Like, we have adult acne, so we're not going to take off the mask, you know? But that's the way people talk about Antifa. Like, it's like they're like, they're on their way to, you know, they're going to defeat the corporate state. It doesn't, and I don't agree with anything Antifa does, by the way, for the most part. I think some of what they say is decent. And I don't really care, like, you know, none of it ends. See, here's the thing. It's like you could find an example of somebody that Antifa's like throwing an egg at who you hate, right? Mm. Hey, fuck that guy. They threw an egg at him. But we live in a country where people should be able to say what the fuck they want. So, no, you can't use violence to stop people from talking. You can't. When the New York Times publishes an op-ed, by the way, the same people that think that they can live in a world without police cannot handle when the New York Times publishes an op-ed from a senator who says we got to bring the military in. So instead of debating that, they go, you know, the New York Times should be shut down. There should be a coup. Everyone should be fired. I can't believe they'd print that opinion. But you're gonna somehow, how are you gonna live in a world without any police? You can't handle an article. Can't handle Jordan Peterson. And yet somehow you think you're going to be able to live in a world without any order at all, just chaos and anarchy. That's a fetish. You know, anarchy is a fetish of losers, really. It's people that are convinced that they will somehow either be powerful or align themselves with the powerful people once society's fallen. Even though they've been unable to do that thus far. They've been unable to do that thus far, but they think that somehow if there are no police, that rich people won't just go hire Blackwater military types to patrol wealthy areas and we'll have more problems, probably less accountability, you know? They just somehow think that, and they, or some of them are just nihilists to the point where they go, who cares? Burn it down. I mean, Oscar, the cat, many of you know, is someone who is a nihilist. I mean, Oscar, first of all, and this is very suspect and strange. 2 days ago, Oscar joined the National Guard. He has never expressed interest in joining the military before. He joined the National Guard. Okay? Okay? This is incredibly disappointing. Okay? But a day before that, he was handing out bricks to protesters. So he just wants to watch it burn. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there that just want to watch it burn. And this is what, listen. So this is where we are. This is where we are on, what day is it today?
Thursday.
It's Thursday. This is coming
June
out.
June 4th, yeah.
Thursday, June 4th. It's coming out Sunday. Super proud of everyone from Long Island. Proud you handled it. Mm-hmm. You guys really killed it. You knocked it out of the park. You brought your kids out to see what you're all about. Yelling at people that want to peacefully protest. I like that. That's good. Good for you. Long Island, just keep being Long Island, you know? And every year it gets a little worse, a little less affordable. More of them get pushed out. Every year, more and more people start, you know, shooting up. Opioid crisis gets worse every year, you know? Because so much of what that community is based on is fear and hatred, which turns out is not exactly the best way. It's not the best organizing principle of society. Utter illogical fear and hatred. That's what Long Island is. Everybody's climbing in your window. MS-13's trying to kill you. Everybody's trying to kill you. Everybody on the road is trying to cut you off. They're trying to get somewhere faster than you. Everybody's trying to take your money, trying to take that house you inherited. fear and hatred. Because as soon as you're fear, you're like, well, I gotta hate someone. So I just liked that they were being, you know, exactly who they are. Perfect. And the cops got to pretend that they're like neutral on Long Island. The cops are going to be like, hey, you know, this, I know, Jimmy, I know. Just shoot him. Hey, you got a gun. Tommy, just shoot him in the head. Jimmy, they're high school students. Who cares? You know what high school students can do if they want? Put a bullet in the back of her head. That's Antifa. They're trying to take over the delis. What's going to happen when Antifa controls the delis? Then what? You're going to eat vegan shit? You go in to get a bacon, egg, and cheese, and there's going to be some transgender making you eat vegan. No thank you. I will eat processed food, and I will die on my couch watching Tucker Carlson. I'm the only rational. Really, to be honest, as much as I've predicted and as much as I've been correct about, is there a reason I am kind of not made a leader? Not really. Not really. I should kind of emerge from this as kind of a leader. Mm-hmm. That kind of, you know, because I get it. I get both sides. I have friends that are cops. I have friends that are protesters. I have friends that are rubber bullets. I have friends that are batons. I went to school with a tear gas canister, I still talk to all the time. I have friends that are looters. I have friends that are shards of glass. I have friends that are deep state CIA agitators. I have friends that are, you know, people that work for Chinese intelligence, Russian intelligence, okay? I have friends that are targets. I get everywhere everybody's coming from. I can understand it. I have friends that are counterfeit bills. And I have friends that are cops that are murderers. So all across the board, I just think we can't live in a world of unfocused rage. You know, cops need to be taken down several pegs, but I don't see how smashing up a small business owned by somebody who worked hard and has never done anything. Like, everyone's like, well, the cops just protect property. Yeah, but freedom is owning property. Freedom's the ability to not have to depend on the government. Freedom's the ability to do something without the approval of a fucking nameless, faceless group of bureaucrats, you know? So, okay, you don't want cops to protect property. Can we have guns to protect property? No. Well, then who's going? Well, we shouldn't have private property. Well, then what are we going to do? Well, the government should just dole out the land as they see fit. To who? Who's the government? Who's this magical government that is somehow going to do this appropriately? You mean the same government that backs the police? So you want them handing out the land and you want them sticking a needle in your ass in Walgreens. You want Bill and Melinda Gates putting a needle in your ass and you want the government deciding where you live and how you live and you want try to follow logically what this is for. I don't get it. I'm confused. And don't comment like, I don't read any of the comments, but like while you're typing a 7-paragraph response to me right now about why private property is just a tool of white supremacy, realize no one's reading it. Truly realize no one's reading it. What are those 12 thumbs up going to do for you? Go get a rubber bullet to the face. If you believe in that, why aren't you go and blow yourself up? I mean, that's the thing in this country. We got a bunch of pussies. You know, here's the thing about the Middle East. They don't have a problem with putting the vest on. Now, I am not saying to put the vest on. And I don't mean the bulletproof vest, okay? And I'm not saying to put the vest on. But let's be very clear. Let's be very clear about there's a difference. Ain't nobody in Antifa's got the vest on. You know what I mean. Ain't nobody in Antifa's got the vest on. I'm not saying to go out there and wear a suicide vest. You know, my sponsors would probably be angry. But Chris Hedges' quote, great, the idea that Antifa, which on the spectrum of terrorist groups would rank alongside the Boy Scouts, is behind these clashes is as ridiculous as the idea that Russia is responsible for the election of Trump. This desperate search for explanations that absolve the ruling elites. So Susan Rice, who is Obama's NATSEC, National Security Advisor, blamed the violence on foreign actors, adding, this is right out of the Russia playbook. By the way, there will never be a problem in this country that is not blamed on Russia or COVID-19. Mm-hmm. It'll be Russia and COVID-19 are working together. Russia and Chinese bats are working together. Russian bots and Chinese bats. It's Russian bots and Chinese bats. Russian bots and Chinese bats. Sorry, we shot you in the face. Did you have a boot on your neck? It's a Chinese bot. It's a Chinese bat or a Russian bot. It wasn't a boot on your neck. Did your house get foreclosed on? It's a Chinese bat. That's what it is. Just the government's just sitting there on a pedophile island being like, soon they'll do that. There's a lot of Russian actors here on Little St. James. There's just Russians and all the words Russians running around. And Jeffrey Epstein was a Russian. Les Wexner was a Russian. They're all Russians. They died of COVID-19. Everyone's got COVID-19. It's Russian. Everyone's a Russian. It's got COVID-19. It's a Chinese bot. It's not even real. It's a Russian bot. It's a Chinese bat. It's a coronavirus. It's a bat flu. High fatality rates. A ventilator. We need a ventilator. It's Russia. It's Russia. It's a ventilator. China. China. It's a ventilator. It's a bot. It's a bot. It's a bot. It's a bot. It's a ventilator. It's a bot. Stay safe out there.